The latest hack reportedly comes from Iran.
One thing that has caused voters to turn their heads and go, wait, what? Were these mailers arriving to voters in Florida?
This Florida voter got one.
My reaction was, this is ridiculous that they're even trying to intimidate someone like this.
Ryan Canelli was one of many in Alachua County who was threatened unless he changes his party affiliation to Republican and votes for President Donald Trump.
The spoofed emails and a video that claims to let voters commit fraud overseas have been linked to a familiar hacker, according to the director of U.S. National Intelligence.
First, we have confirmed that some voter registration information has been obtained by Iran and separately by Russia. This data can be used by foreign actors to attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy.
John Ratcliffe says the government is also monitoring other countries for hacking and misinformation.
Although we have not seen the same actions from Russia, we are aware that they have obtained some voter information just as they did in 2016.
NKU Director of Cybersecurity and Professor of Computer Science James Walden says it's kind of easy to hack election data. At the Hackers Convention DEF CON, attendees try to gain access to election software every year.
Every year they did this, every device was hacked. They never found a voting machine they could not penetrate in some way. The easiest way they got in were default passwords. That the machine shipped with a password and you just looked in the manual and you used that password. And some of the passwords were literally the word password.
During a Zoom event last week, Walden told participants one disadvantage of secret voting is that you're in a voting booth and no one can see you stick in a USB device that could prove to be dangerous.
And there are these popular USB devices called rubber duckies that are designed for just that purpose. You plug it in, it types in a lot of hacking attempts at machine speeds. Basically, the computer thinks it's a keyboard, but it's this more complicated device that has its own storage and so forth, and types at these inhuman speeds, launching, you know, hundreds of attacks in a few seconds.
More worrisome for Walden is ransomware. He sees at least one local government get caught up in that every week. Ransomware encrypts data and demands payment in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. What if this happens on election day?
Okay, admittedly, there's early voting and mail-in ballots, but primarily election day is a one-day event. There would be tremendous pressure to pay, even if the demands were, you know, completely exorbitant in the millions of dollars. Of course, a lot of jurisdictions might not be able to come up with that much in Bitcoin in time to pay by the end of election day.
Walden has recommendations to increase voter security. They include adequate resources so everyone can vote in a reasonable amount of time, making sure humanly readable paper ballots exist no matter how people vote, and doing what Walden calls risk-limiting audits. The NKU professor says the U.S. House has passed a measure that includes these. The Senate has not yet taken it up. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.